This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
It's Mike Elam sitting in for Mark Reardon today. Hope your Friday is starting off well. You know, the weather downtown is gorgeous right now, but Sue tells me there's rain on the way. So,
well, there was some out west, but this is a spotty shower situation, so it may or may not come all this far. You see what I mean?
And Jane is hoping for that right now.
Sue.
Oh, yeah.
So it's not like an area-wide situation.
Good.
It looks like it's kind of rolling below us.
I hope.
Why is it, by the way, that weather rolls up 44? What is it with 44? And weather.
It
just tends to track that way. Mm-hmm. And then a lot of times when it gets to the city, it kind of falls apart.
Yeah.
It just breaks up.
It's kind of funny.
Arch.
I always leave, come St. Charles, I'm always on 70, right? So
yeah.
You always see it that, like, this week twice, I saw it looking like to my left on 70 going west. Like, there it all is, like, all on the south side of the city. It's kind of funny.
Wouldn't it be something if the rain hit later tonight when the Savannah Bananas are here? Thinking that they've been rescheduled, I guess that was back in April,
where
they canceled
early
both
the
of their two appearances because of the threat of rain. And it did rain that whole weekend, so it was a smart move to cancel it.
But
drat the luck if they would get
that would,
you know, some
that would
rain
suck
activity.
If they had to
postpone
again.
I'm going bananas.
Are you? Oh, I'm so envious.
I would love to see the Savannah bananas. And it looks like it will break up before 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
They're there at
good
7.
Deal.
But the festivities have already started.
I don't know that much about the Savannah Bananas. I've seen stuff with them. Yeah. So
adorable.
Where did this concept start?
It's kind of like Harlem Globetrotters baseball.
Right.
Just so much fun to watch.
So how they originally started is they were a summer collegiate team, and they
were, and then
at some point their owner, I forget his, Jesse, I think is his name.
But, I'll go with that.
But he has,
I know his girl.
He is nice. He is
a funny guy.
He kind of started to move it in that direction, right, where they do a lot of antics and different like crowd entertainment, and all of a sudden, right, it became okay. This is not close enough to actual baseball to where this can't be played in a legitimate like league,
right?
So they started to do their own thing, and then it became termed as banana ball, where there's it's more so an entertainment show than it is baseball. Now baseball's still being played, but it's not necessarily, you know, like, okay,
well, it's like the Harlem Globetrotters,
right? Like
baseball.
you said, exactly.
Going in, that's what you're getting.
Yes,
yeah.
But originally it wasn't that when it first started, which this was only like what, 5 years ago,
right?
Probably?
And people like. People just started loving it and expecting that they would do the dancing, you know, that they would do the stuff. And then it just, And I think somebody just decided, well, wow, why don't we just do this?
Well, there's a bunch of funky different rules, right? They always bring out special guests. So I imagine there will be a former Cardinal or a St. Louis celebrity of some sort that will come out and will participate or play or have an at bat. At some point tonight, they always try to do really unique little fast pitching or stuff like that. They do this thing called banana outs, where if a fan catches a foul ball, it's
You're out.
Yeah, so they have all kinds of different rules, but I mean they're doing something
they're
right with it.
Because 2 hours.
They're selling 2 hours. They're selling out everything.
Is it like the Globetrotters in that they have a Washington Generals who travels with them, or do they play? So they have a team.
It's called the Party Animals, I believe.
The Party Animals.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
your job is to show up and lose.
Right. And I mean, they stream it, I believe, on YouTube. So if you want to watch them here, I think they have. It's reported that they are on YouTube and you can stream it.
I might be wrong on this.
Okay.
But they played at Fenway Park in Boston a few weeks ago, and it was on ESPN. I think that you can watch these on ESPN Plus, and that some of them, depending on how much is going on that evening in sports,
you can stream
are
them
on
for free,
actually ESPN.
But you can stream them from free on Savannah Bananas official YouTube channel.
Okay.
So you can see the one in St. Louis today if you want to watch it.
So, Ethan, you will be playing tonight, is what I heard. Special guest. You'll be taking a bat?
I just want to see the dancing, Ethan.
What do you think would be? I'm trying to think what would be worse, the bat or the dancing? At this point, they're probably pretty close to both being at ground level, zero.
Yeah.
So I used to love in minor league baseball when we used to be a host family for the River City Rascals.
Uh-huh.
And in between the innings, they had all kinds of crazy stuff that they would do. Like they had bed races, right? So they had beds that were on wheels, and your partner would be on the bed. You'd push your partner out to halfway, and then you'd flip, and they would push you back, and you'd have those races. Or you'd have the spinning baseball or spinning bat races where you put your forehead on a bat, and then you had to go around in circles until they say go, and then you had to race.
Yeah.
And you're so, crazy dizzy at that point. You're weaving all over the place. And that kind of stuff. So that's kind of what I picture Bananas baseball being.
And everybody needs to watch that Noah Niznik. I'm sure I'm not saying his name right, but he is a St. Louis native, played for Vianney.
Mm-hmm. And went to SEMO.
Yeah, and he is a right-handed pitcher. So hopefully he'll be out tonight for the St. Louis fans.
I'm sure he will.
There you go. Well, we've got Sue's News on the other side. It's Mike Elam sitting in for Mark Reardon today. Don't go anywhere. This is 97.1 FM Talk.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
It's the Mark Reardon Show. Mike Elam filling in for Mark today. Coming up in just a little bit, we've got Sue's News. Paul Hall from Common Guy Film Reviews. Frank Cusimano from KSDK Sports is going to be here. We're going to talk about all that stuff coming up in just a little bit. But without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Sue's News.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No. And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
Once again, a shout out of thanks to the person who sent me these blankets. That is really nice. I've got Jane in one right now. Thank you. Because it's so cold in here. And now we're warm and not wearing my trunk blanket.
And looking fashionable.
Thank you so much.
You both look very, very comfortable.
We're
if
very
you're looking
happy.
At the stream.
Yes.
That's good.
It's life-changing.
It is life-changing.
To not be cold.
Something to look forward to.
It is National Caviar Day, National Sour Candy Day, and National Tropical Fruit Day. Mm. Okay. I like tropical fruit. I don't really need caviar or sour candy. Are you a sour candy person, Jane? You like the candy.
Okay, I'm a candy fanatic, but
yes.
Sour is not my... The
Same.
Really, really crazy sour stuff, that's not good.
I can't do it either.
I can't handle it.
Fred, sour? You got to turn on your mic. There we go.
I kind of think Lemonheads is about as sour. Is that sour?
Yeah.
Sour.
Like Jolly Rancher is about as sour as I go.
Yeah.
Not a big fan.
Me neither. Mike Elam, candy.
I am not a sour. No.
See, if the kids like it, Ethan.
No sour candy, no
like
sour beers.
The sour punch is pretty good. That stuff, like the sour, the straws, like the sour patch. Sour patch.
Oh, okay.
That makes, stuff's good. Yeah. But besides that, no, I'm with you.
All right. Yeah, no, thank you. On this day in history, 39 years ago, in 1986, Aliens, starring Sigourney Weaver, was released. I can't believe that's 39 years ago. What?
Wow, we're old.
And 33 years ago, in 1992, was when Whitney married Bobby Brown.
Oh, wow.
Yep, they divorced in 2007.
Wow.
And she passed away in 2012. That freaked me out, too.
Wow.
Yeah, she's been gone that long.
Yes.
That's
sad. Yeah, it's sad of what that whole thing did to her.
Yeah.
Because she didn't seem to be off the rails before they got married.
No.
And then that whole thing
gospel.
It just all went weird.
You know.
And then on this day in history, it was only 12 years ago, but I bring this up because it sounds like in 2013, Detroit became the largest city to ever file for
bankruptcy. I knew that's where you were going.
And they were $18 billion in debt.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, but now Detroit is kicking our butt.
Yeah, they're coming back.
It took 10 years, and there was a lot of it, strategic investment and angel investors in who believed in Detroit.
Yes.
And there's hope if... You know, if things go bad. But, I mean, they are kicking our butt.
Yeah.
And who thought that was going to happen?
And they've got a lot of houses that are similar to ours. You know, the brick and the really cool, interesting architecture. So good for them. I like to see that brought back. All right. Well, this was a big story today. CBS has announced that The Late Show with Stephen Colbert is being canceled following one more season. And that means it will run through next May. He will not be replaced. They're just ending The Late Show altogether. First of all, how can this not be just the first of all of them? Don't you think everybody
will
follow
suit?
It's
the first domino to fall.
Yeah.
We're actually going to talk with Tim Graham from the Media Research Center next hour about this. Because I'm really curious to see, what does this mean? And is this telling us that our viewing habits on TV have changed so much that we're resetting the paradigm for late-night TV?
I used to watch late-night TV, especially like in college. Yeah. I mean, we'd all sit around for Letterman, the man under the seat.
Yes. Said, oh, yeah.
You know,
we used to do drinking games.
Right, and you didn't miss it. And now, I guess with all the streaming, I can't remember the last time I watched any late-night show.
Well, and it's all become so political.
That's
with
the
band. Everything.
It doesn't help.
Just be funny.
Yeah. Yes. And I was watching something the other day. They were talking about that. You know, Johnny Carson, the king of late night. Johnny would get political every now and then, but it was very rare.
Yes.
And he generally had a funny edge to it when he did it. Jay Leno really didn't even get political very much. And it's just, these guys aren't funny anymore.
No, they aren't. And CBS said, we consider Stephen irreplaceable and will retire the Late Show franchise after 33 years. This is purely a financial decision against a challenging backdrop in late night. It's not related in any way to, I like how they throw this in, the show's performance, content, or other matters happening at Paramount.
Has nothing to do with our merger.
Uh-uh.
Yes.
Well, that said, The Late Show actually drew an average of 2.5 million viewers during 2024 to 2025 season that ended in June. And that's better than Kimmel or The Tonight Show with Jimmy.
But you know, they're all losing to Greg Gutfeld on Fox.
Are they really?
Gutfeld is the number one rated late night show.
Holy cow.
But like my wife pointed out the other day, she goes, but is that really a fair comparison? Because the rest of them are on at 10:30 and he's on at 9.
Well, see, I don't think that's fair.
That's comparable.
Yeah, it's not really an apples to apples.
Once you get past 10 o'clock news, I think that's like a whole different ballgame.
But I do
than
think Gutfeld show
is
better because it's at least funny.
Yeah, well, 9 is prime time in my mind.
Ethan, do the kids, does anybody in your generation watch any kind of late night? Because we don't.
You are speaking for your generation right now.
My daughter, my kids don't.
No. I feel like this used to be, it kind of used to be bigger. Like you'd watch the YouTube clips like growing up when I was younger, like in middle school, maybe early high school. But now, no. And I completely agree. You know, when you're not speaking to like the majority of America, right? I mean, you're speaking to the large minority of people. So I think it's probably a healthy balance between the world is moving faster than these shows are.
Yeah, turning the page.
As well as, you know, if you want to try and keep up, then you have to cater to the people, and they're just not. No, that's why I wonder who is watching it. So the old people, aren't. It's got to be somebody in the middle, maybe somebody in their late 40s. I don't know. But we'll see, because if I'm Jimmy Kimmel, I'm thinking I'm next.
Oh, I would bet. Yeah.
And Jimmy Fallon.
And so what kind of program? See, that
What do they put in?
I know that, I know it's changing.
Yes.
So what is your alternative? What are you going to put on?
Fred, what do you think they're going to put in place of a late night talk show?
I don't know. Would they do like some sort of game show, some sort of reality thing?
Maybe, because those are cheap.
Yeah,
Blue Bloods reruns. That, I don't know.
Jennifer was talking about the other day, she hasn't watched daytime TV in a long time. And she goes, I'm really surprised that, because they had a game show on in primetime that we were watching, like a Hollywood Squares thing.
Oh, okay.
And she goes, do you know during the day they run Dateline? I'm like, really?
Yeah, there's a whole channel.
They have Dateline
CBS. Day, all the time.
It's on the nail salon. Saw it today.
Or on NBC, I guess, is Dateline. So during the day on
24/7.
NBC, that's crazy.
Oh, yeah. And they don't have commercials on that one station.
And you know what? True crime, I'm telling you.
I get nervous when my wife watches that stuff. I think it's research. She's you know, one day I'm going to disappear, and I'm telling you right now, Jennifer Elam killed me. That's just how it is.
If the body goes away, she's
watched so much research by this point, she knows.
I need true crime to go to sleep.
Oh my gosh.
Which is
so
warped.
Jane.
But you know what? It my daughter's like, okay, we need to tease this out. Okay, mom. And I'm like, okay. And she's like, what about it? Like comfort shoot. I said, because I only watch the shows where they solve the crime.
Oh, you're right. It's closure.
I will not watch like Unsolved Mysteries. That just makes me mad.
Same. Huh. What is the point?
So I don't, if it's unsolved, like, okay, you want people to like, you know, give you tips and stuff like that. That's fine. Then make it news. But I like that they always get the bad guy.
Yeah. Okay.
I need
that actually makes
sense. So maybe
that
I'm not a serial killer.
Okay, random Hollywood stuff for you. Part one of the new Billy Joel documentary airs tonight at 7 on HBO. Cannot wait. Mm-hmm. It's called Billy Joel and So It Goes. Love it. I thought I should mention this. Pretty Little Baby, Stupid Cupid, and the singer of this song, Who's Sorry Now, has passed away. She was Connie Francis.
Sorry now.
I really only know this from a commercial. What is it? Do you know?
I don't.
She was 87.
87.
Bless her heart.
Yeah. And she looks cool on the album cover of this, but that's all I know. And they say that Peacock is raising its prices by $3 a month. Just letting you know.
Thanks.
And shocker, Simon Cowell is going to be looking for a new boy band in a new Netflix series. This time around, if you're looking for Netflix, that's what's coming up.
You know what? I watched Love Island, so I really can't judge another soul.
Oh, gee.
Does anyone pay for Peacock, though?
I do.
We do.
What's on it? They've got some good stuff on there.
I know The Office is on there and Parks and Rec.
No, it's not for the reboots. No. They have their own new content. They do. There's some good stuff.
Is it compared to Netflix?
Yeah. Similar.
I mean, not as much.
Not really.
But they does have good content. I mean, it's worthwhile. I will continue to pay.
I'm sitting here more of series.
Okay.
I'm sitting
here on Netflix looking. I'm like, I can't even keep up with how much new stuff that Netflix is putting out.
Yeah.
I don't know how people can have Netflix and Paramount and Peacock and HBO Max.
Got them all, baby.
How do you keep up with all of it?
Because I surf and I decide what I'm going to. I mean, I surf. My husband and I will do our research before we decide what the next show is going
to
be.
It's either a gift or a curse. I don't know, Jane. I'll leave it to you
to
decide.
It's warped. But I find stuff on Amazon, too. So.
See, yeah.
Throw another one in.
You're right. All right. This is random science news. But the biggest chunk of Mars ever found on Earth sold for $5.3 million this week. Astronomers watched the birth of a new solar system for the first time, and NASA shared the closest footage ever taken of the sun. The probe flew through the sun's corona. I don't know how they got this done. And 3.8 million miles from the surface and did not melt.
Wow.
I saw some
how
of that.
That
it's pretty cool looking.
They figured out how
it's
to make it.
It's just a bunch of what we saw was a bunch of pulsing sort of images.
That's cool.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to look that up, that would be really interesting. And in robot news, Uber is investing $300 million into robo-taxis to take on Waymo and Tesla. And OpenAI's newest bot can control an entire computer and do tasks for you. Mm-mm. That's okay.
It's starting to scare me.
And a team at Columbia came up with a way for robots to physically grow and heal themselves by eating other robots.
Really starting to scare me.
Yeah, so you can want to look that up later.
I'm not about this.
And finally, in Sue's News, we have today's random fact. The Guardians of the Galaxy soundtrack was the first ever to make it to number one on the Billboard charts.
Really?
It's a good one.
And it was the first soundtrack to make it to Billboard that was entirely made up of songs that had already been released before.
Correct. And they were all great.
They were. That's it for Sue's News.
That's Sue's News. Paul Hall's on the way in 97.1 FM Talk.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio?
try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Friday afternoon on the Mark Reardon Show. Mike Elam sitting in for Mark today. It's still sunny and beautiful downtown, Jane. I'm holding a good thought for you for Savannah Bananas tonight.
Please, please.
I think this is going to work out well.
I think so, too.
We're hanging in there. Hey, shout out to my boy Ray I, who was listening to us driving down. He is a turkey hunting extraordinaire guy. I actually used to voice videos for him.
Okay.
Secrets of Turkey Hunting Made Easy. Seriously, this
guy
is a world-renowned turkey hunter, and he lives right here in St. Louis area. So
I mean, and why not?
I know. You got to love
it. I love turkey.
Ray I, he's a good guy. Too. Speaking of a good guy, Paul Hall is joining us. Paul, how are you today?
Don't spread that rumor too far there, Mike. Thank you. I'm doing well. How are you all doing? It seems like a good afternoon. I always listen to Sue's News every day because, you know,
isn't
cover
it awesome?
Everything.
Well,
I know. Yeah. You know, you covered the Billy Joel, so we don't have to talk about that. Tune into that tonight. I've seen him two or three times in concert. I will be as well. Peacock, as you mentioned, you were asking what's on there. Well, remember, there's football on there. And anywhere there's football
like
is a good
once
thing.
Once a year. Once a year there's football on there. Come on.
No.
It's on every week, isn't it? Because they carry NBC.
Oh, they carry the Notre Dame games.
For those
games
of you who cut the cord, you know, you're watching that Sunday night game. You're watching through Peacock.
Oh.
And it's really important that way. They also have, like, for instance, one of the new theatricals that just came down, Drop, is available exclusively over there. For a while there they had the whole Harry Potter series over there that you'd want to check out and have a good time with. And, of course, you know, their TV, as Jane mentioned, Love Island is over there. I don't watch it, but it is like two of the top four streamed programs on the
Wow,
the,
that
platform.
Many people watch that show. Good Lordy.
It's like number one. I think the last thing I looked at it was this morning, and it was, I think it was two of the top four, and the other two were a different, I forget, what was the other title? One of the other ones that they have, four reality programs got the top four over there before it got into some more detailed stuff. But theatrical stuff, you do see a lot of it over there, and it is just like Netflix from that side of things.
You know, you've got a studio of people, not necessarily me so far, because I'm new to this, and you just talked about it last week, and I was trying to catch up on this whole thing. Trainwreck is new to me. Ethan and Jane are both into it, but Ethan's got a little clip of Trainwreck if you don't know it.
This is a very unusual situation. It involves a home-built UFO powered by helium.
It looks like this Jiffy Pop thing floating across the sky. I couldn't wrap my head around it.
It's so bizarre that you want to laugh.
What is this thing?
But then it turns serious.
What if my stupid experiment kills my son?
So Trainwreck is a big deal, is it not?
I love
it. I love Trainwreck.
I do too.
It is varied topics. They give you short form documentaries. So they're about an hour long each. We visited a real Project X. We've revisited, in the coming weeks, we're going to revisit PI Moms. And then a couple weeks down the road, we're going to talk about that. Remember when they were going to raid Area 51, where it kind of went all over social? And there, 2 weeks, we've got that one coming out. But this week is Balloon Boy. And this story was the story that captivated America out of nowhere, where this homemade balloon, whatever you want to call it, UFO, went airborne, and allegedly there was a six-year-old boy in the bottom of it as it traversed across the country until it came down. The story was, maybe that boy wasn't even in there. I'm going to make you see the movie or see the quick doc if you want to check it out in general, but there's more to the story than meets the eye. The family has been on, before that was on the reality show Wife Swap, and there's other stories to be had within this entire thing that captivated the media for, you know, it's 10 minutes, and he even has some plans for future capturing 10 minutes, but I thought you only get one set, so who knows?
Wow.
Paul,
Balloon Boy's a fun series.
How does this one compare to some of the other in the series of train wrecks?
I like some of the other ones a little bit better. It just depends, I guess, on what you know about the story going in. I think for the stories you know a lot about, it kind of just skirts the edges, and most people would say, yeah, you really covered all this. And Balloon Boy, I did know a lot about going in. Unfortunately, back in the day, I did watch Wife Swap, and that was before, you know.
Hey, it's okay to watch it. You just weren't supposed to be a part of it.
Yeah, no, I wasn't a part of it, but yeah, it was an interesting show back in the day when I had nothing better to do. But now, seems like movies and TV are at me everywhere. Those multi platforms, and Ethan, I'm the guy who actually does watch them all, or almost all of them.
I mean, my favorite was Travis Scott. That one,
yeah, that was special.
Oh,
it really was.
Man, I mean, and it disturbed me. So I strongly recommend it. I knew. Obviously, everybody knew kids got killed and hurt at a concert.
But right.
How much I didn't know.
Yeah.
And that's a good one. I love them. They're quick. You get in and out, not a huge time commitment. And, you know, you learn something that you may have heard something about, but you want to know more.
Well, I'll tell you something.
I would argue short form, it's one of the best I've seen as far as a series goes.
One of the things that I want to know more about, because I am a big Billy Joel fan. So tell me about this, And So It Goes, the first part of the Billy Joel documentary.
Yeah, that first part will air tonight at 8 o'clock on Max and HBO, and then you'll wait a week and you'll get that second part. And I'll tell you what, they haven't released it to me as of yet, so I can't tell you exactly what you're going to see. But it promises that, you know, Billy Joel fans will get that taste they're looking for. And for me, I am a fan. I've been, like I said, I've seen him two or three times in concert. It really, I'm looking forward to this one and what they do with it, because music docs have a special place for me in my heart. I'm a big documentary fan in general, but the music ones, and like Jane said, the true crime ones, I tend to find myself watching a lot of, and I find myself kind of dissolving away into the background of them.
I like the music ones a lot. I really like that, especially on bands or artists that I've kind of, and with this one, I'm a huge Billy Joel guy, so I'm really looking forward to this and what it's going to be like. Yeah.
I feel like I grew up with Billy Joel.
That's because we did.
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
He is my, you know, coming of age.
The Stranger was my big Billy Joel album.
Oh, of course. I mean, that's like, you know, I don't know, it's like, it's our anthem.
When that album came out, I think I liked every song on that album. And to show how good that album is, a lot of those songs are still super popular
today.
Yeah,
they are.
Oh, my kids know the Stranger album. And I'm like, okay, that's when you know. That's when you know it's good.
Hey, Paul.
I was a Glass Houses guy myself.
Oh, that's a good one, too.
Got involved, too.
That tells us Paul's a little younger than we are.
Yes.
Hey, I actually watched last weekend The Accountant 2.
Loved it.
There, do you?
I loved 1 and 2.
Let's get the brothers together.
It's weird. It's not perfect. It's great.
I know.
No, it's not. And but you don't you expect it to be more of what you saw in the first one. And no, nothing about that is perfect. But it's going to give you everything you want out of Ben Affleck and John Bernthal in a movie that you're just going to have a good time with it as far as the action, getting you going, you know, keeping you interested. I love The Accountant 2. That's out there right now for you to stream on Prime for those of you who have it for free. If you want to start a new series on Prime, though, check out Ballard. This is a behind the scenes this with Maggie Q as she goes undoing cold cases. She's working with a group of almost a totally volunteer force, former cops, people who are true crime lovers, trying to dig up dirt and figure out some unsolved cases. And it's all volunteers because the department can't pay them. So, you can imagine that's kind of true in many ways, but Maggie Q is really good. It's worth checking out. That's all up, and that's also over on Prime.
What is The Amateur?
Oh, The Amateur with Rami Malek and Lawrence Fishburne. This is based on there was a film that was released many years back, same title, same premise, but basically his wife gets killed overseas in a mission in an op for the CIA. Mm-hmm. He goes and takes matters into his own hands. He's kind of just an analyst behind the scenes, but he decides he's going to go ahead and get a little training and go try to take revenge for his wife when the CIA won't do it. Why they won't do it? Well, there's obviously reasons they won't do it that aren't what you would expect, shall we say. I like it. I like both of them in the lead roles. I think it will keep you going throughout the whole film. You will have a good time with it, and it did well in theaters. It didn't do great in theaters, but it did well in theaters, and it's now available to stream for free over on Hulu.
So, Paul, you watch a lot of stuff on a regular basis. On a weekend like this, what are you going to watch? Or are you do you take the weekend off?
I'll tell you what. I've got a couple things I have the access to, I guess you could say, for the weekend that I'm going to catch up on. There is a second season coming down the pike of Shiny Happy People.
Oh.
Now, I don't know if you remember this one.
Is that an REM thing?
No, I wish it was. This is a story of that reality family who was deep within a church function and had some things going on behind the scenes, 19 and counting the people behind that. Well, this is another look at some of the people within some of the more offbeat religious groups, shall we say. And it promises to give you more of the same, where it was a little bit shocking last time around. So I'm going to catch up with that this weekend, and we can talk more about that next week. Happy Gilmore 2 comes out next week, so I'll probably go back and watch Happy Gilmore. Not that I have to have any weekend that I can't do that.
You know, it is always, anytime it's on, it's good watch. I do that with that. Yeah. I do it with Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Heck,
I do it
yeah.
with Stripes
yeah.
and Caddyshack. Those
yeah.
are my,
those are good
if
ones.
I ever catch them, I watch them.
And I'll leave you with this, Mike. Make sure you keep your wife away from A.B. Bradley is missing, or we might get Mike Elon.
I am ready for that one. I'm ready for
it's
that
good.
One. Oh, it is
it's
good.
It is good. It's up on Netflix now. You can check it out.
Oh, good.
And that was another story that was definitely part of the news for a while. I just would, you know, I'm looking out for Mike here.
That's very nice
thank
of you.
You, Paul.
Somebody has
Someone,
to.
I yes. agree. Hey, Paul, if somebody wants to watch you, how do they do that?
ComicGuy.com.
We appreciate it, man. Have a great weekend.
You have a better one.
That is Paul Hall, Comic Guy Film Review. We are going to talk with Frank Cusimano. We're getting to the trading deadline. Cardinals are out of town, but Savannah Bananas are over at Busch Stadium. So there's a lot for you to get involved with. It's Mike Elam in for Mark Reardon today, 97.1 FM Talk. Friday afternoon on the Mark Reardon Show. We are proud to welcome in, as always on Friday afternoon, the man, the myth, the legend, ladies and gentlemen, KSDK Sports Director, Frank Cusimano. Frank, how are you?
Great to be with you. Hope you're doing well today.
Good. Hey, real quick, I wanted to catch up because we had some phone problems last week. It sounded like the golf tournament that you were at sounded like that was pretty cool. Did it turn out to be that way?
It really was. It was the American Century Celebrity Classic. And you looked to your right and you saw Ray Romano. You look to your left and you saw Charles Barkley.
Oh.
Hey, there's Joe Buck. Hey, there's Steph Curry.
Wow.
It was really cool. A lot of these guys could really play.
Oh, that is so cool.
Is it true that Peyton Manning hit a house?
I have not heard that. And I'm
he
not even sure Manning. was there.
Oh, okay. It was something I thought I saw online of Peyton Manning playing in some celebrity golf outing, and he teed off and he shanked the ball so bad that he hit a house. And I thought, that's my guy. That's the kind of golf I play.
I think I saw Barkley cussing.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think there wasn't there a clip about Barkley missing, and he said something really funny.
I could have seen that. Frank, I don't know if I've ever told you this, but this shows you how good of a golfer I am. I score golf a little differently than most people. When I say I finish with 3 under, that means I finish with 3 less golf balls than I started with. But I have a heck of a time while we're doing it. Hey, Cardinals are out on the road. They're playing in Arizona this weekend, kicking off the second half. What's your outlook as we go forward? What do you think is going to happen?
Well, it's a good thing that they're opening up like with Arizona and then Colorado, a couple of bad teams. But I wonder if it's like not a good thing if you get off to a pretty good start and you actually think you could make the playoffs, and you decide to keep those 3 fine pitching assets. You know, when you have a guy like Steven Matz, you have a guy like Maton, you have a guy like Helsley, all 3 of these guys can get you quality young talent in return. Not to win this year, but to stock the franchise. The one thing you don't want to do is to be at the end of the season and not make the playoffs and have these 3 assets still on your roster and they're leaving your team, which they will because they'll be free agents. Mm.
Frank, it sounds like you're more so on the sell off the expiring contracts regardless of what these upcoming days look like leading up to the trade deadline for the Cardinals. Is that correct?
Yeah, Ethan, you know, I've kind of vacillated back and forth. As we speak, they are only a game and a half out of the final wild card spot, but you know, can they win a series? I doubt it. I think, you know, this franchise who didn't make the playoffs last year likely won't make it this year, should be thinking to the future. And, you know, some of these trade deadline deals, as you and I have discussed, Ethan, like Pete Crow Armstrong, I'm not sure if we're getting him, but they really can bring some big assets back to the team.
Hmm.
Well, it's one of those kind of things that I agree with you. And I'm looking at it from a standpoint of, if you're not really going to be able to make a push, and you're going to lose these guys anyway, why not cash in as well as you possibly can and prepare for the future?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think most, you know, hardcore baseball fans feel that way about this franchise right now. And, you know, they've had a couple of great drafts back-to-back. You know, what they did this year, or what J.J. Weatherholt did in last year's draft and what he's doing right now, he's going to be a special player. So you're finally getting a chance to feel like, you know, those bad Astros teams and those bad Cubs teams where you pick early in the draft and you get really, really quality players.
Mm-hmm. And then you can start building from there. Do you think the fact that we know that we're going to have changeover in the front office over the course of this year and next year, do you think that plays into decision-making?
Well, it's a great question. And I would think that John Mozeliak would check his ego at the door, and he will. I mean, we've interviewed him about this. Every move he makes from now till the end of his reign, which would be like September 30th, he has to have Chaim Bloom involved, because after September 30th, it's Chaim Bloom's show. So you can't have the guy buying the groceries who's not going to be cooking, you know, after September.
I agree. It doesn't seem, though, that they're acting like someone who is preparing for the future. I don't know. It just seems a little ambiguous to me.
We'll see.
Let me ask you this, Frank. You know, you mentioned that they're going to have to be working together. I think that's pretty clear. Now, it could still get difficult because we know the Cardinals have a lot of surplus. We know that there is a lot of redundancies on this roster, but it still seems like this could be a pretty conservative trade deadline for St. Louis regardless. Do you think it makes more sense for the Cardinals to kind of go at it and see if they can get some pieces back for, you know, some of those redundancies? Or does it make more sense to wait until Chaim Bloom has full control in the offseason and he can make the decisions he wants without John Mozeliak being there as well?
Well, no. You've got to, because there's a lot of teams that think they can win it all. And they may think, hey, Steven Matz or Phil Maton or Ryan Helsley can put us over the top. We're going to trade you this 20-year-old outfielder who's got 20 home runs in Double-A. I mean, if I'm the Cardinals right now, I'm thinking, who are my outfielders moving forward? I mean, Jordan Walker hasn't hit. Lars Nootbaar is always injured, and you know Victor Scott is still a work in progress. You think with those three arms that you could find one outfielder who could come to St. Louis and hit 25 home runs and play good defense? It's been a long time since we've had an outfielder like that.
Speaking of Jordan Walker coming off of the IL today, Thomas Ajayi getting sent down to AAA. We know that it's been a rough go of it for Walker this year when he's been healthy. Is there anything specific that you're going to be looking at with what you want to see from him and also the Cardinals' handling of him? Because, you know, we know that there is a lot of log jams. It might be hard for them to get him consistent playing time once everyone is healthy again.
Yeah, it's a great question. And, you know, if I'm Alimar Mall, I'm thinking Alec Burleson gives me a better chance to win if I play him in right field.
Right.
And I want to win a lot of games because I want to keep my job, too. So it's really a dilemma for Ali, who shouldn't be blamed for anything, who's done a terrific job. But look, Jordan Walker, I'm not saying he's done. He's only 23 years old. He's 6'6", 250, and was the minor league player of the year. It sometimes takes guys longer. And I would think during the stretch, I would play him a lot and find out.
I think it makes perfect sense. And like you say, when you got a young guy like that, you can be more patient with him, man. Give him a chance. And he's also playing on a team that's not setting the world on fire. So sometimes when you put those pieces around him, people surprise you and they turn out well. Hey, are you, since the Cardinals are out of town, are you going to Savannah Bananas or are you taking the night off?
I am not going to Savannah Bananas, but I am going to the pickleball to St. Louis Shock at Shavitz, because it's going to be the biggest pickleball tournament in the country. Some of the best players in America are going to be there, and I'm going to watch some guys and be very envious of them because I do play.
There you go.
Awesome.
Hey, what's coming up this weekend on the show?
A Billionaire and a Buck. Dr. Richard Shavitz in studio and Joe Buck in studio talking life, broadcasting, and Cardinal baseball.
That's great.
Well, Frank, we appreciate the time. Enjoy pickleball, and we will talk to you next week.
Great to see you guys. Take care.
That is KSTK Sports Director Frank Cusimano. Tim Graham is coming up on the other side on the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Full scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.